Those who had gathered together asked Jesus, "Lord, are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel now?" Jesus replied, "It isn't for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has set by his own authority. Rather, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and at the end of the earth." After Jesus said these things, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and the cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going away, and as they were staring toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood next to them. They said, "Galileans, why are you standing here looking toward heaven? This Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way that you saw him go into heaven." This is the word of God for a people of God.
You may be seated. Is it okay if I move your mic? Oh, it's heavy. Thanks. Oh. I hope you know those guys. It was a really confusing time. Many are. You see, Woody had been in charge. Woody the sheriff. He's on the left in the picture. He was Andy's favorite toy and was the clear leader of all the other toys. And then everything changed. We understand how that happens, and sometimes unexpectedly and in ways that we would never have chosen on our own. Someone or something new and different bursts into our lives, and little is like it was before. Buzz came into Andy's life as a birthday present. Andy is the boy who has a lesser role in this story than both Woody and Buzz. So when Buzz arrived, Woody felt threatened. Woody and Buzz, of course, are simply just characters in an animated cartoon, although it is a classic. And it happened to be the first fully computer-generated animation that Pixar made, Toy Story. You got to watch it if you've never seen it, and it's worth watching again. But these characters are much more than just characters on the big screen. They represent us. They give us an opportunity to see ourselves in ways we usually would rather not see. They reveal to us our hopes and fears and our passion and our despair and, yes, our mistakes and our missteps and the messes that we end up in because of it. In them, we see the worst of humanity and also the best. Through them, we can laugh at ourselves and forgive ourselves and others. In them, we see the benefit of cooperation. Toys, big screen animated toys that come to life, reveal what we often are unable or unwilling to comprehend about one another. Jealousy and competition and betrayal, all transformed. Eventually, slowly, painstakingly slowly perhaps, into humility and cooperation for a common cause, for a shared purpose, for something that has meaning to us all. Together, we, all of us, can and will accomplish much, much more than we ever thought we could without the diverse gifts and the energy of everyone else. When we pull together in the same direction. Together, progress is made. Together, what was is transformed, and although it may be imperceptible as it is unfolding, in time, even the most skeptical cannot help but notice the difference. Day after day after day, nothing much changes. Seriously, are you kidding me? just look in the mirror. Often I do, and it catches me off guard because I wonder why my mom's looking at me in the mirror. When did that happen? Slowly and imperceptibly, our world is not the same. Try telling a 5-year-old about a rotary dial telephone and how you had to stand in the place to use it and how all you could do on it is talk. And the other person also was standing still, hooked to a wall, talking. Our world has transformed. Nothing much changes. Well, I invite you to rethink that idea. And what about us? Are we the same? Heck no, thank God. We are empowered by God's Spirit. The question for all of us is, what in the heck are we waiting for? I wonder, are we so trapped in our grief for the way that things used to be that we cannot or will not embrace any new gifts or ideas that might be given to us? You see, Woody, of course, was not happy with Buzz's unexpected arrival. Woody did not like the attention and the praise that all the other toys gave to Buzz. Buzz had lots of special buttons and bells and whistles. Buzz could do things that Woody could not. You may remember all Woody had was the little pull thing on his back. Buzz could fly, well, sort of, not really. He could glide. But Buzz was a show-off. Buzz was the kind of person that, you know, it's easy to not like, because Buzz was way full of himself, more than overconfident, kind of, I don't know, a little narcissistic, you think? I don't know. And Woody was not about to yield to Buzz. And so what about us? Are we willing to at least listen to the new arrival, the new person, the new thing, the new event, the new opportunity, and be open to the possibilities of what it might do to improve who we are in our life? Are we willing to give someone younger, or someone relatively new at this game of life, someone that has a different perspective, a different plan, a different approach, are we willing to listen and give them a chance? What if we took Jesus' words seriously? You knew I'd get to that eventually. What if the words Jesus spoke on the Mount of Olives are meant for our ears, our hearts, and our minds even today? Could it be? You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses. Together, all of us, to infinity and beyond. That's a line from the show. Join me as we pray. Oh, loving God, we confess we do not like the unknown. We are not particularly fond of surprises, for far too often they have not brought us happy endings. We are anxious and tired of waiting. When are you going to make it all better? Oh God, forgive us. Remind us again that although your power is limitless, as is your love, your plan is for each of us to be active participants in your world, not passive observers. Your plan remains clear if only we're willing to see and respond. Empowered by your Spirit, we are to do what needs to be done together to transform the world. We are to be witnesses to your love by all we do and say each and every day. Oh God, do capture our attention and pull us into action. Again, this day, I humbly ask for your help as I work to bring a fresh word to your people. Do help me stay out of your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So on that day, on that particular day, the closest followers of Jesus were gathered together. They were about a half a mile, not very far at all, just a half a mile outside the city of Jerusalem. They had been with the resurrected Christ for 40 days. And during that time, Jesus had offered much proof. Proof of who he was, what he had suffered, and how God's kingdom was coming into reality. And so on this particular day, they still were unconvinced, and they wanted to know what's next. Perhaps it was because things weren't feeling particularly different. You know, Jesus is with them, things are going along well, he's teaching. So now what? So on that particular day, someone, we're not told who, someone boldly asks a question. Lord, are you going to restore the kingdom now? Come on, what's up? Those aren't the exact words of what they said. The one asking and all of the followers gathered there, they wanted to know when. We get that, right? The not knowing of when something is going to unfold, whether it's good news or bad, the not knowing is the pain, right? The uncertainty. And let's just pause for a minute and confess, that's what life is. Holy Ned, it's really uncertainty. And those of us who think we have it planned out and know what's next are going to be boldly disappointed. Perhaps over and over again, we don't. It's this great adventure. It's like a choose-your-own-adventure story, except we don't even know what all the adventures are to choose from. And this one bold person asked the question because they want to know, when will justice be real? When will there be peace in our world? Oh, not even to consider the whole universe. When in the heck are things going to get better, Jesus? Tell us. Come on. We're tired of this. Jesus, when are you going to fix this mess that we're in? Come on. The response, Jesus' words must have been really disappointing. They're certainly not what they were anticipating, what they'd hoped for. His reply was something like, you don't get to know that. Are you kidding me? You don't get to know that. But he said this instead. He said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses. I've wrestled with trying to decide, did he say it like that, kind of quiet to them? Or did he do that in your finger, in your face kind of thing? You, looking at them. These folks he knew well. You will receive power. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses. Imagine, he is telling them, he, Jesus, is telling them that it's not him who's bringing the change. It's them. It's us. You. And after he said that, and I imagine they were all still processing his words, thinking, whew, that's not what we had in mind. We're kind of wondering when you were going to do your thing here and make the whole world better. And you said this. And that's when he ascended into heaven. He's lifted up. They're still stunned with his response. And Jesus ascends in a cloud, we're told. And he's taken out of their sight. It's no wonder that we don't really send each other Ascension Day cards, is it? Ascension Day was actually last Thursday. It really is a high holy day in the church. It's why we still do the white throughout this time since Easter. And next Sunday happens to be Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit does come. Luke is the only evangelist that talks about the ascension in Luke, the gospel, and also here in Acts. And yet the ascension was incredibly important to the early church, and we know that because it's in many of the early church creeds, those creations that were wrestled over so that all the believers would know what to say that would affirm what it is that they believed. It's what many of us learned in the Apostles' Creed. And that was a statement that was made even in the year about 150. So sometime after the death, resurrection, and even ascension of Jesus, sometime after that, and yet really still profoundly in the early church. And in it, we claim that Jesus ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God. The ascension changes the dynamics of everything. So Jesus' earthly experience is now over. He was a great teacher. He came. He did things. He was present. He healed. And now he's become fully divine. He has returned to heaven and sits with God. The ascension marks a new clarity for those followers of Jesus, right? Whoa, he wasn't kidding. He really is God's son. This just happened. But again, how do you send a card for that? Apparently Hallmark has not yet figured it out, because there really aren't little symbols. There's no chocolates for the ascension. Little cloud, you know, here's a little cloud chocolates. Not so much. And I'm grateful for that. Jesus left them while they were in community. He taught them while they were in community. He often gathered them together in community. It's reason why we understand the community is so important. Oh, we can pray on our own. We can read scripture on our own. We can ponder on our own. But we can also wallow in our despair in our own and convince ourselves of all kinds of unhealthy things on our own. We have to be held accountable, and that only happens in community. And sometimes our family groups cannot hold us accountable. You know that. You've tried it. It doesn't work. You need a bigger group of people who are not afraid to speak the truth in love. In community, that happens. Jesus made it really clear that it is the Spirit working in the gathered community, even now, that will spread the good news around the world and initiate the reign of God. This is how God chose to do God's work. Through us, in community, working together to bring God's world to reality. So we're empowered to work together. Oh my, that is so not easy to do. We most certainly do not always share the same vision for what that work ought to look like. We often don't even agree on what that work is, what needs to be done, or when it needs to be done, or who ought to do it, or how it ought to be done. And I'm not just talking about building improvements. That's all kinds of work, right? At times there is some jealousy, and there's anger and resentment, and at times there's disconnect and grief when some choose to leave. A move is what eventually brought Woody and Buzz together. Andy and his family were packing up to leave, to move to a new location. And unfortunately, it's kind of a complicated storyline, but let's just say Woody and Buzz were misplaced and or lost, and they didn't make it into the moving van. Mr. Potato Head was not very helpful of trying to solve that problem. He just freaked out a little bit in the truck. But had Buzz and Woody not worked together, they never would have been reunited with Andy, because they both had a separate skill set, different gifts. They complemented one another, and they were better together, because Woody's wit and Andy's and Buzz's skill, together, they launched a rocket and rode it almost to infinity and beyond. And Buzz knew just when to eject from that ready-to-explode rocket. And then miraculously, they didn't land in the back of the moving van, which had its tailgate up. You know, come on, it's an animated movie. But instead, we're able to land right inside the car because the sunroof just happened to be open. Together, Buzz and Woody did what they couldn't have done alone. Buzz actually was just wallowing in despair, and Woody figured out he could use Buzz's helmet shield to light the rocket on fire. Together, if we're willing to accept one another's differences, we can accomplish things we perhaps hadn't even dreamt of, and we can become agents bringing God's kingdom to reality. They flew, the two of them together, to infinity and beyond. May we do the same together. May we honor and respect our diverse gifts, and may we never forget God's empowering Spirit, the Spirit promised and the Spirit that comes again and again and takes us to infinity and beyond. Oh God, may it be so. May it be so.